You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. While we celebrate all year round, we know that for most, Black History Month celebrations begin today. So we're gonna talk about it. How do you post meaningfully during Black History Month? We're gonna give you a couple guidelines to keep in mind as you decide what's right for you. But at the end of the day, there's no book of guidelines. There's no hard and fast rule. But from a PR perspective, what are the things that we should prioritize considering as we develop the campaigns that are right for our business and that properly communicate our commitment to elevating Black voices? So I'm gonna give you some guidelines. I always say these are things to consider as you do what's right for you. Hello to those of you who are popping in, and that's ultimately the goal. If you disagree with something I said, that's whatever, live your life. But we always joke that our job as publicists is to let you know what public perception might be as you make the decisions that you make for your business. So at the end of the day, you're the captain of the ship. It's my job to tell you what's in the waters ahead. Do you like that analogy? Because I like said it once and I'm like, and it feels good to me. Okay, so let me go ahead. Hello to those of you popping in. Hello, thank you for being here today, right? Okay, so I'm gonna give you 7 things. So those of you who are trying to kind of measure and gauge, how long am I hanging on here? Not long at all. The first thing I want you to keep in mind, and I kind of just hinted at it. Thank you guys for being here. You're saying I'm sitting with my notebook. Okay, hey hype gal, you're appropriately named. Thanks for hyping me up today. Okay, so number one, understand that Black History Month is a dedicated time to actively highlighting Black people's contributions to America. Spoiler alert, there are many. Okay, so just take your pick, right? So even though you should be doing this every day, like dedicating your time, intention, money toward creating an ongoing culture of inclusion, that should be understood, okay? If celebrating Black History Month is your diversity plan, we have some work to do. Oh, well, hey, look, for 28 days, we went really hard. Great, I'm hoping you did that in conjunction with your ongoing plan toward elevating Black voices. Okay, so that's the very first thing to keep in mind. I told you this would be short and sweet. That is strategy, or I guess consideration, 1 of 7, is that this is an extension of what you're already doing 365, right? 365 days a year. Okay, so the second thing I want you to consider is, while Black people showed great strength, resilience, and innovation during American slavery, that's not all we're gonna highlight. Okay, we think history a lot of times and we think, oh, you know, way back in slave times. And if that makes sense to your business somehow, I get it. But I want you to take the time to think about all your options and the range of the Black experience and all of the ways that Black people have contributed to America, virtually every single thing in every arena. Okay, something to keep in mind. Am I hitting home for some of you? So something to think about. Okay, if you're like, okay, cool, but how do I do that? The best tip that I can offer you, and this goes into tip number 3 of 7. I told you we're gonna speed right through. I know you got things to do. It's Monday morning. Okay, this rolls into tip 3 of 7, which is to connect it to your industry. So sometimes it can feel overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, Black people have done literally so much. Where do I start? Okay, well, let's get a little more granular by thinking about our industry specifically. So let's say that you're a photographer, because we want the posts to be meaningful. We don't want to just throw something up because it's February 1st. It should be meaningful and it should be relevant to your business. If you're a photographer, as an example, then perhaps you highlight Black photographers or classic memorable images that were taken by a Black photographer that people don't realize. Like, oh my gosh, a Black photographer took this image that I've known and loved for years, okay? That's a way to meaningfully give a nod to Black people's contributions, but keep it relevant to what it is you do. If you're in advertising, perhaps it makes sense to highlight a series of ads that are very popular that were created by a Black team. You know, so think about what's your industry and then how can you specifically highlight Black people's contributions in said industry? That's a way to make this time, this month, meaningful because it relates to your business. You're putting people onto something they didn't know and saying, oh shoot, that's amazing, okay? But this would be separate from your ongoing commitment to elevating black voices in your business, okay? All right, tip number 4 of 7, I shouldn't say tip, I'll say consideration, thing that you should consider, number 4 of 7, is to tread lightly when asking your black employees or team members to participate in the campaign. Now, obviously you shouldn't be at the lead, like if you guys have some kind of committee, you're a large company, I don't know how appropriate it is for you to like lead if you're a white person watching to lead this effort. However, be careful about the way that you do ask your black employees to be involved, because if you're keeping them behind the scenes and not thoughtfully integrating them into your public facing campaigns from March through January, and then on February you're like, hey, Jerome, Keisha, listen, we're doing something for Black History Month. Do you want to be involved? And now you want to put them on a public facing platform. It feels, for lack of a better word, it feels gross. We know what you're doing. And it feels a little performative, like, hey, people are looking, this will make us look good. That's not the way to go. And if you find yourself doing that, I think it's just something to be aware of, because it speaks to a greater lack in the business if you're scrambling for black involvement during something like that, okay? It doesn't feel, it feels a little gross, okay? So I know you mean well, but that's not the way to go about things, okay? Okay, so Be the Light said that part though, right? Right? Just something to think about. Okay, tip number 5 of 7, if you have to pull diversity stock images to honor this month, one of two things are happening. One, you either have a very diverse culture and group, but you just haven't gotten around to taking pictures. Or you don't have much ethnic diversity in your company, and now you've got to find some imagery to look like you do. I'm not shaming you for not having that, but we should be aware, like these moments make us aware of like, oh my gosh, like I don't have any pictures of our range of our team. It's just a wake up call, okay? If you're pulling stock images of, you know, you're Googling right now, black hand, white hand, like that little handshake picture, okay? Every time I see that, I'm like, really, you have no brown arms? Like your office has no brown arms? Again, something to keep in mind, you know, because people can see like if your imagery all year doesn't really represent the black folks, and now suddenly for 30 days, there's a lot of it. Just people are smarter than we give them credit for, okay? So if anything, use this moment. If you're like, oh shoot, okay, that's me, okay. So use this moment to kind of direct you where to focus your efforts as you move forward in creating content. That's all. It's a wake-up call, right? We're always learning as business owners, okay? We have 2 more. Item 6 of 7 in terms of things you should consider as you create meaningful content around Black History Month is to think twice about any team activities that you have planned to honor this month. I can't tell you how many times, like when I worked for, you know, corporate, or when I was, you know, a high school teacher and the school was doing something where there was some kind of like lunch that was like Black History themed lunch, and then some of the decorations just felt, it just didn't feel authentic. That's the nicest way to say it. Or in the media center when I was teaching, I remember that, you know, there was a whole wall dedicated to black figures. And I remember this is years ago, doing kind of like a double take, and I was like, oh, and they were all athletes and rappers, okay? So any kind of activity you have planned, display that you may have planned, if you have a brick and mortar business that you physically go to, anything like that, just think twice about it. I know it's well-intentioned. We're not talking about that, because a lot of us want to get a pass because we're like, well, I meant well, okay? Let's educate ourselves. Let's keep our eyes open. And let's have a spirit of being coachable. Like, oh, I didn't know that, I'm learning, okay? Are those activities, in reality, are they reductive? Are they offensive? Do they feel a little watered down and cheesy? If that's the case, honestly, at the end of the day, just avoid it altogether. I'd rather you do that than try to do something and it ends up being very like it's got a Michael Scott feel to it. Like you tried and this is just a disaster. Okay. All right. And then the final thing to keep in mind is going to be some tough love. Okay. And this is my last one. We're going to roll out. If you are fearing cancel culture, or you are too scared of getting it wrong, so you're like, I'm not gonna acknowledge it at all because I can't win, I don't wanna say the wrong thing, that is a cop-out, okay? As business owners, we do hard things. If for you this is a hard thing and you're like, I don't even know what to say, okay, that's not an excuse to do nothing at all, because that says something. You not saying something, especially in these times, says something, and people are paying attention. So I want you to educate yourself. I want you to make use of the resources around you. I want you to take to heart the tip that I gave earlier about starting with your industry so you don't feel overwhelmed by all your options. How have Black people contributed to your industry? Again, spoiler alert, probably in hundreds of ways. There is no shortage of ways that Black people have built this country and contributed to every industry. So you shouldn't be scrambling like, oh my gosh, I have no idea. Just start with your industry and what are the specific contributions in that arena from Black Americans. So if you do that, you'll be stepping into your responsibility. I'm gonna say that word. You're stepping into your responsibility as a business owner to elevate Black voices, to appreciate Black voices, and to show your commitment to doing that, not only over the next 28 days, but 365 days a year. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.